We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And it's the Monday on the week of Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
I'm very scared.
So by now, you're probably putting the finishing touches on your costume.
Oh my God, last minute. Oh.
Or maybe because of the situation happening in the world right now, you're skipping costumes altogether.
Yeah, that's a lot. Along
with the candy and all the other holiday traditions this year.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have been posting their Halloween makeup looks and costume hacks on TikTok lately.
I know, I'm loving it.
Ooh.
And one girl named Whitney Kate is going viral today because she posted a video of her vampire look for her 1.2 million followers.
Uh-huh.
And her secret costume hack was to glue acrylic fangs onto her real teeth.
Oh, Wait, why would you do that?
Well, it looked great. The problem is the glue that she was using was nail glue.
Yeah.
Like for your hands.
How is she going to get those off?
It's so strong she could not get the fangs off and she started freaking out in her video.
Yeah.
Days later, she posted another TikTok where she's aggressively brushing her teeth trying to loosen the fangs.
No, that's not going to do it.
That nail glue is intense.
Yeah, and they don't use toothpaste to get it off when you go to the salon.
No. She captioned the video, "Okay, I need actual help. I use nail glue. Yes, I'm dumb, but how do I get them off?"
Well, you wanted to go viral.
Yeah.
Here you go.
That video got over 10 million views.
Oh, my God. So she's happy and sad.
Eventually, real Dennis had to weigh in with some advice, and the general consensus was don't use nail glue in your mouth.
Okay.
Because it's poisonous and it won't come off. But according to Kate's video, she had to brush for 2 straight hours before the fangs finally loosened and could be pulled off.
Can you imagine if she would have done like hillbilly teeth or something instead?
Oh my God. So kids, please don't use nail glue in your mouth.
No.
Super glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that one's safe.
For Tide Pods.
That's your lesson of the day.
Oh, thank you.
Let's learn something else with your shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. I'm drawing a name out of the bucket because I had the shock collar last. And I got Brooke, Mummy of the Year, Fox.
That's cute.
All right, Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Halloween is just a few days away, and a new poll of 2,000 people determined the most iconic Halloween movies of all time.
Ooh.
You need to name the top 4 films according to the ghosts and ghouls who responded to the survey, and I need you to name them in no particular order. 2 of the movies came out in the 70s, one in the 1980s, and the other was a slasher film from the 1990s. Go!
Okay. First one, 70s, I'm going Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, I was thinking Halloween.
Was that 70s, though?
1978.
Are you being for real? You know that?
I don't know why I think that is right, but what's the start?
Is that Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. 27? Maybe I have it off by one decade.
Maybe it's the 80s for Halloween.
So, okay, here's
like
my other
70s.
Okay, you guys, my other 70s one, because I think they aren't just the scary ones, right?
What?
Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Ooh.
I mean, classic holiday
no.
film.
No.
Yes!
My mom watches it and my little brother watches
That's what
it.
I'm
like
saying,
a lot
Alexa?
Of ages in there.
Well, that came out in like the 40s, didn't
no,
it?
No, that was like the 70s. Charlie Brown was big in the 70s.
I don't know about that one.
I'm sketching it in.
When was Hocus Pocus?
That would be the 90s.
90s,
but that's not really a slasher film.
He said the 90s was a slasher. What about Scream? That mask for Scream has been iconic.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one for the 90s.
That would be considered a slasher film when they kill Drew Barrymore right in the beginning?
Yeah, they slasher.
Okay. 80s, what about Ghostbusters? Is that considered a Halloween film or no?
I mean, it plays during all the Halloween on TV.
Compare it to like Die Hard's a Christmas movie. You know, it's like it was around that time. It's spooky, but it's not. I don't think it's considered like a Halloween.
You're saying like Friday the 13th would be the 80s.
Not what I was saying, but.
Oh.
Let's get the question one more time.
I asked you to name the top 4 most iconic Halloween movies of all time in no particular order. Mm-hmm. And for a king size treat this time, I'll give you a golden guess.
Ooh.
Tell me an answer you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Ooh.
And if I were you, I'd guess the 1980s.
Why? Why would you guess that? I wanted to guess Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. Okay.
Well, yeah, he's trying to give you a hint that we're way off on the
1980s.
Yeah.
He's tricking you. We haven't really even talked about the 80s yet. Fine. 80s.
The 80s film is Nightmare on Elm Street. 1984, a slasher film about Freddy Krueger.
Okay, what was Jason Voorhees in? What was his?
I think that's Friday the 13th.
Is that Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the other guy? So there's
what about
Mike Myers? What is who's he?
He's Halloween.
Oh, okay. Well, Halloween. When did that come out?
We already
the
70s. Said that one.
I told you 1978.
Yeah, I thought we were past that one.
Okay, I'm putting in Halloween.
And what about Pennywise from It?
That's not a Halloween movie, though.
Yeah, that's
a
horror
year-round
movie.
Movie in my family. We
yeah.
really liked it.
Because your family's clowns, right?
Yeah, but isn't nice that just a clowns. Horror film? That's okay. not Halloween.
But that's like saying E.T. There's a Halloween scene in E.T. that doesn't make it a Halloween movie.
If there was more blood in E.T., it would have been a scary Halloween movie.
All right, Brooke, we need
if
your...
If E.T. just came and slashed everybody.
We need your final
Drew
answers.
Drew Barrymore gets killed again.
We
need your final
okay.
answers.
Okay, I'm going to go Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Halloween from the 70s, and I'm going to go Scream from the 90s.
Ooh, all good right. answers.
According to a survey of 2,000 people, these are the most iconic Halloween movies of all time. From the 90s, specifically 1996, a slasher film, Scream.
Yeah!
Hey. You got that right.
All right.
I told you the 80s film was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
From the 70s, 1978, a slasher film about Michael Myers and Jamie Lee Curtis's film
Whoa!
Debut, Halloween. Jeffrey got
nice.
The year exactly
yes,
right.
How did you know that?
Give me Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I'm a Halloween savant.
And the final, most iconic Halloween movie of all time from the 70s, from 1973. It's one of the most profitable horror movies ever made.
A Brady Bunch Halloween.
Charlie Brown.
The Exorcist.
Oh! Dang it.
So close.
You're like Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin.
We got most of them right, but the wow. last one was wrong. So wow. you got to sing Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett.
That was Aww. Fun, though.
That was fun. Thanks, Jake.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. From my monster, from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. He did the monster mash. The monster mash.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up.